says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. That's the verse. So there's more about the light and the darkness, right? Okay, let's pray, and then I'll give you those 3 points, and then a little bit more to talk about here. Lord, help us again as we study, just to, as we kind of nibble at it a little more, to understand it and be able to praise you because of it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pretty basic, pretty easy, okay? But the proof's in the pudding, right? I got to finish. I got to get done. So, no 45thlies today. 45thly. Okay. The light shines. That's actually, this is my little symbol for present tense. The light is shining. I call this active. The light is active. The light works, okay? Is working, if you will. The light is shining. So the light is there. God's, what is true and what is holy is shining. Okay? So it's the Word of God is quick or living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So the Word of God, elsewhere the Bible says the Word does not return void. The truth sets people free. The light is shining. So far, so good? That was easy, right? Right. The truth sets you free and not what you think is the truth, right? So if you think something is false, is true, that doesn't liberate you, okay? Just because you think it's true doesn't make it true, right? And it's not determined by majority vote or a late night passing of the House. Okay? The Word is also effective. It's shining and it works. The light is shining in the darkness. And we said, what is superior, light or darkness? Light always overcomes the darkness. Okay? The light is working. It works. It's effective. It's active and it's effective. It's I got it turned on, but it's actually doing what it's supposed to do. So, okay, it's on and it's working. The light does what it's supposed to do. So you can count on the Word to do what the Word is supposed to do. So far, so good? It's like, Kevin, you're almost done. We could be out of here in 3 minutes. It's like, don't hold your breath on that one. I did preach a 12-minute thing once. I was supposed to take 10 minutes. But what do you? I heard Jim say something. But, yeah. Well, this is always right before dinner, but I just had a donut. So I can go for hours on a donut. Yeah. It's not whether you're real, it's whether you're legitimate. That's the term. Okay, the last one here is harder, but I think it's ultimately very encouraging. But I'll have to talk to you. This is kind of relates to Bible study, and as we get opportunity, I like to share things that have to do with this. It says, the darkness did not comprehend it. And the word I want to kind of focus on right now is the word to comprehend. This word is used 15 times in the New Testament. And it's translated a multitude of ways. So it doesn't occur a whole lot. Like the word light, I think, is 143 times in the New Testament. So this is, and I'll give you the Greek word. Some of you care, some of you don't care, and that's fine. Katalambano. Katalambano. Okay? And it's two words. There's two parts. This is to take or to receive. So if I walk over to Bear, I need this back there. But if I hand this to Bear, he has lambanoed it. He's received it. Okay? Or he could snag it and take it. Okay? So that's take or receive. Kata is my brain is shot again. There's so many P words in grammar, right? There's a particle, there's a participle, there's a predicate, and there's, what are those called, huh? In, down, out, round. Prepositions. See, the more P words. Let's confuse everyone. This should make everything P words in grammar, okay? This can be translated many different ways too, but it can be down or against. Okay. I'm trying to think of what else it might mean. To take or receive, and down or against. They don't always mesh together. It doesn't always make sense when you put it together. But this word is translated several different ways. And I'm going to put it down here, and then I'll come to my conclusion about what I think it is, okay? It can mean what this, I'm taking this whole phrase down here, and the darkness did not comprehend it, okay? What it means here is that it means it's not understood. The word kata lambano can mean to, you know, it's not, someone didn't understand it. They didn't take it in, kind of. You know, that deer in the headlights, I don't get it. Okay? That word can mean that. That's how it's translated here. Comprehend. They didn't get it. The darkness didn't get it. Okay? The same word can be translated, and by the way, that's in your notes down below, right? There's the first space down below. It says not understood. You see, there's the first blank. The second one is not, it can mean something like not received. Okay, so one is like, if not understood, it would be like, huh? You know, like this, like, I don't know what you're talking about. It can mean that, or not received is like, nah, not interested, don't want it. Okay? That's another way that this is translated. That, you know, they didn't accept it. So it could be the darkness did not accept it. We don't want it. Kind of like in John 3, we talk about it. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They're not interested. Okay, for whatever reason. The other is, overcome. So, I suppose in a wrestling term, if you're a wrestler, you get points for a takedown. Takedown. Does that make sense? You get so many points for a takedown, you get so many points for a pin or whatever, and I've already told you more than I know about wrestling. Okay? It can mean this, and the darkness did not take it down, did not overcome it. So then all of a sudden, instead of I don't get it or I don't want it, maybe I should put those down here. I don't get it. And this is I don't want it. Instead, I can't defeat it. Does that make sense? The darkness does not overcome it. Now, let me tell you, I believe it's talking about this one, overcome. And let me tell you some reasons. By the way, I have, I think, 8 or 9 pages of commentary, and each one lands on one of these for different reasons. Okay? Let me tell you, we're talking about Bible study here, and then I'll come back. You don't have one left, right? So I'm keeping you on the edge of your seats, right? What's he going to say? Okay. Well, you just wait. Have a donut, okay? Sometimes when you study the Bible, there's terms that you're just not sure what the answer is, okay? It doesn't mean that it doesn't have a meaning, and it doesn't mean that there isn't a correct meaning for it. It's just hard to find out what that correct meaning is, okay? And part of it is we're just finite. We don't comprehend it all, okay? We don't get it. And then a lot of people just read one commentary and repeat what they hear, okay? And that's always a danger too. I think that's one of the responsibilities of a pastor, to research at the core and then come to conclusions. But let me tell you why I believe it has to do with overcoming. Because that paints a different light. This says they just didn't get it. Well, and the first thing, if it's that, you're like, aw, you know, that's sad. They didn't get it. They didn't understand. Well, I don't think that's the issue that we've talked about before. Men love darkness rather than light because the deeds are evil. Maybe they don't want it. But that doesn't seem to be the impact here either. And partly, let me tell you this. What does not comprehend it here? What's the subject? The darkness, okay? It says the darkness doesn't comprehend it. That doesn't even make sense when you think about it. Because is darkness supposed to comprehend the light? Darkness is repelled by the light. Okay? Now, let's go back to John 3:19. It says, and this is a condemnation, that men loved darkness. So you have to think with me a little bit. But are men and darkness the same or different? Yeah, men can be in darkness or men can be in the light. Darkness is not humanity. Darkness affects humanity. Darkness is not the same as men. That would make, if this said, and men did not comprehend it or people did not comprehend it, that would make sense. Make sense? Because people don't understand that darkness doesn't understand anything. Because darkness is darkness. It's the lack of truth. It's the lack of holiness. Okay? So darkness won't understand it. Does that make sense? So you can look up the term, but you have to figure out which translation of this term, since it can have different meanings, as all words do, really. And it can have different meanings. Which one is the correct meaning? Because it changes what this means here, okay? But darkness is never said to need the light. Darkness is opposed to the light by nature, okay? You can't have light and darkness. The light or darkness doesn't go, oh, I understand, okay? Because darkness is against the light, okay? So this doesn't even make sense when you stop and think about it. If this were to say humans or humanity, people, man, did not comprehend it, that makes sense. But it says the darkness did not comprehend. So that doesn't make sense. So we would probably say comprehend is not good. It's not, they don't get it. Darkness, it might mean that I don't want it, but the darkness by nature, that's like saying darkness is dark. And you're like, ooh, say that again slowly. You know, it's like, that's like saying the same thing. Darkness doesn't want light. Okay. You know, tell me something I don't know already. Of course it doesn't want light. It's the arch enemy of light. So that doesn't make sense either. Darkness did not want it. Of course it doesn't want it. You know, that's like dirt in detergent. You know, of course the dirt is not interested in detergent. Okay. They don't go together and they're not intended to go together. That doesn't make sense. Okay? What does make sense, and by the way, darkness is not a being either. Darkness doesn't think, darkness doesn't feel, okay? Light doesn't either. Light is what is true and what is holy. Darkness is what is false and what is unholy, okay? It's not a person that comprehends or that doesn't like something, okay? But the idea here is, I believe, what it's sharing is that Jesus shines his light. His light is shining in the darkness. And the darkness cannot resist it. Cannot repel it. Cannot take it down. Okay? The light is superior to darkness. Jesus' light is, I want to say de facto victor. It's the one that's going to win. Okay? Darkness has no ability to resist Jesus' light. The only reason darkness succeeds is why? Because men embrace darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's why darkness succeeds. It isn't because the truth does not set people free. It isn't because we cannot be holy because God is holy. It's because we have simply, if we cannot succeed in the truth, we cannot walk in holiness, it's simply because we've laid down our arms and joined the other side. Because darkness, I could make some political comments about Friday night, but I won't. But that very big parallel. Light cannot be defeated. And that should be an encouragement to you. Because the Word of God is supernatural and it is super. It is above the darkness. And the light will win. It's interesting. I know we're going from spiritual light to physical, but when Jesus comes to earth, He creates a new heaven and a new earth, and He comes to live with us on earth, as does God the Father. And guess what? There is no sun on the earth because Jesus Himself is the light. There's no darkness on earth. That is probably very physically true. Without a doubt it is, but it's also probably metaphorical. There's no deceit, there's no unholiness on the new earth anymore either. I mean, it's amazing, you know. So, but anyway, let me write the word up here. Where's my marker? Okay. You can't violate color code, you know. Now, this is a word that we probably don't use much. Invincible. Okay? Light, God's light, Jesus as the light, is invincible. It cannot be defeated. The light is shining in the darkness, and the darkness can't do anything about it. It makes me think of, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Okay? Truth will prevail. Holiness will be victorious. And all I can say is, if you are on the side of truth, on the side of holiness, you have no fear of losing. You might have difficulty because the forces of darkness, those that embrace darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, that they don't want it, they reject it, they will trouble you. But you will ultimately be on the winning side because God's light is invincible. Words can mean different things. It depends upon the context. One more illustration. I've used it over and over for you. Some of you are like, ah, this is getting old. Think up something new. But I'll use it anyway. I'm going to write it in the plural, though, so I'm getting creative. Now, don't say anything yet, but I want you to, what does that mean to you? Okay? Tell me, when I say the word trunks, what are you thinking of? Yeah, swimming, tree trunks. I saw down a tree yesterday. With a lot of, huh? Car trunks. Woo! Yeah, elephant trunks. Your body, torso? Right. The trunks at the end of your bed kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So which one's right? What's the right meaning? And it's like, Kevin, All of them are right. It depends on what, you know, it's like I got my trunks wet. Oh, you're probably swimming. Well, in case your car went in a flood, you know, I don't, you know, depends how you're thinking it. But I'm saying once you have to use it in a sentence, but even when it's used in a sentence, there's a broader context that you have to study in order to come to the conclusion that you do. So I did not, some translations write overcome, did not overcome it instead of comprehend it. That's where I would land on this word. God's light is victorious. It's invincible. It cannot be defeated. But words only have meaning in context. You can say a word, but it absolutely has no meaning unless there's a context to go with it. This one here, there's only like 15 times it's used. There's like five different usages actually. So it's very hard. But the context seems to indicate that there's a battle between light and darkness. Light wins. Okay? Light wins. Darkness can't fight back. It can't defeat. It can't overcome. It's going to try to fight back. All the lies that you hear today, you came from monkeys. I got some boys that might persuade me otherwise. But the Bible doesn't say that. That's not true. And therefore it changes the whole way you look at things because you didn't descend from an amoeba. Instead, you were created in the image of God. Completely different worldview. Okay? For example, light and darkness differ. Darkness will fight. Darkness will throw out its unholiness, same-sex marriage or whatever the case might be. Light will throw, or darkness will throw out its lies, you evolution, no God kind of thing. But light will overcome. Light will defeat darkness. So stay on the side of light and walk in the light. Questions or comments? Yes, the visitor in the back. Mr. Rabbit Trail himself. What is Cataluna? Oh, the upper room. Yeah, the room against, the next room over. Yeah, Cataluna. You remember he was born in a late placed in a manger because there's no room for them in the Cataluna, the room next door, the main room. Yeah, okay, I'm like, that's good. It was before 9 o'clock this morning, so I don't remember it, actually. What else? Questions? That was like a huge rabbit trail. Like, anyway, what else? Other questions? Yes, yes. That's good. All the way through, you can say, what is greater than something else? Sin shall not have dominion over you. You have died with Christ. Therefore, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness, but rather yield your members as instruments of righteousness to God. And you can do that, the Bible says. You no longer have to serve sin. What else? Good point. Fifthly,